anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us this hour is Jasmine the dog trainer, here to answer your training questions and behavior questions about your pets, as well as we'll be playing a contest or two where you can win something here in the show. When you call, the number is 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The number again, 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you are looking for that treat that you could give your cat, that cat will do anything you want it to, I am telling you right now, I've got three rescues, and Vitacraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can get it in pet stores, or you can find it at Walmart.com. Hey, SCOE 10X is back, and I am so thrilled because it really is the only odor eliminator that will take out urine, mold, anything. And you can buy it at SCOE10X.com on their website, SCOE10X.com. Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the code PETS into the promo box, you'll get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets. That was my elbow. But by the way, maybe that's Jasmine pulling up. She's running a little bit late, but she will be here soon. But we are open to your questions about your pets, your training questions, your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We're going to play a contest as well where you can name that animal sound and you can win something here in the studio. Also, by the way, I wanted to say you can listen at TalkinPets.com on the website. Just hit listen live. You can hit #250 on your smartphone, and you can listen there as well. You can listen on Facebook Live and watch as well at Talkin' Pets Radio. And Alexa, just tell her CRN4 tune in, and you'll pick up the show right now on there as well. So there's different ways, but of course we like when you listen on your favorite radio station and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. So, Miss Kayla.
Yes.
I know some of the things we're going to be giving away in the show today are some silly beads by Kayla, and you create and make these. And what are you working on so far? Like, I know you've got ink pens, and then you've got keychains, and some of them are cat mom or dog dad or things like that. But you have now gotten into the sports side of it, too, haven't you?
Yes. I have NFL keychains that I make, ones that can hang, like, off of a purse, off of a backpack, or the keychains for your keys. I have Stanley Cup handle charms that I'm making. I'm trying to do binky holders.
Okay, I'm uneducated on binky. What is binky?
So it clips onto a child's shirt so that if you put the binky in their mouth, it doesn't fall off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So people can find this where?
Well, on your website right now. I'm working on my own website and Instagram, but it is on your website right now, and all my information is there. You can just email me or text me, and I can make whatever you would like.
And they're cheap, too, right?
Yes.
So, basically, you can order those, and they're kind of cool for, like, school events. You've had, actually, teachers order, like, a whole bunch of them, right?
Yes, I have. I had my friend Amanda bought a lot of autism ones, so I did all of those for her school teachers.
Cool. Awesome. Actually, it's you heard that Harley going, so Jasmine did pull up into the driveway, so she's here now, and how are you?
I'm good. There was an accident on the highway.
So I wanted to say, Kayla, again, you can see some of the stuff that you do on my website, talkinpets.com, but your phone number is there, and you have an email there too, right?
Yes, I do.
And people can order them there?
Sure can.
Or during the show today, you might want to pick it out as a prize when you win something on that Name That Animal Sound when we play that. So stay tuned for that. So how are you doing, Jazz?
Good.
Yeah? Razzled?
Yes.
There's always car accidents on those highways down here. There's just too many people. That's the problem.
Why did it just automatically add 15 minutes and they have a whole lane?
Oh, always. Yeah. I'm surprised it was only 15 minutes. Usually it takes an hour or two.
It just happened when I came to the exit and I told him, I said, there's an accident right before the exit.
Well, Jazz is here, so we are open to your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. And we do want to hear from you guys. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about a golden retriever right now, Mark in Washington. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing good. And what's going on with your golden retriever?
So we got this purebred golden retriever, about 3 years old, and she continues to go out and get rocks and bring them in the house and swallow them.
Oh, yes.
And in addition to that, every time we let her roam in the house, she table surfs. You just can't stop her from doing the, she grabs toilet paper out of the bathroom and starts chewing it up. It's just, we have to keep her gated in an area just to control her. Otherwise, she's just going off the handle.
It's weird how dogs eat rocks, but I have heard this story before, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dogs can have pica, like people, you know, the people that like eat clay or dirt. or drywall. So dogs can have the same issue. But it sounds like your dog is bored. Is it...
A golden retriever is so rambunctious to begin with.
They're so smart and have a lot of energy. So they have a lot of mental energy and a lot of physical energy. And if you're not getting both handled, then they can have problem behaviors like that. So if you're not challenging her, stimulating her enough mentally, she's coming up with her own fun games and job because she's a working dog and she should feel like she is working.
Did you get her as a pup, Mark, or did you like adopt her at an older age?
Yep, we got her as a pup.
Okay.
How old is she?
3.
3 years.
3? Have you taken her through any kind of training program, or do you guys...
Yeah, when we first got her, we put her through a training program to get her socialized.
Oh, good.
And we take her to the dog park every day so she runs wild. She gets plenty of run.
So she would probably benefit from structured play, games where she's got to use her brain, and foraging type of games where you're teaching her scent training, having her work puzzle toys, things like that. I can help you with that over like Zoom training. I do Zoom dog training as well as in person.
Oh, Zoom training?
Mm-hmm.
Where would they find you for the Zoom?
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, the dog trainer, thedogtrainer.com. But with the golden retrievers, that is a big thing. Kay, you had a golden as well, right?
Yeah, she was a golden lab mix.
and rumbunctious all the time?
Very much so.
That, and when did she grow out of it?
She did not.
Exactly.
That's the breed. Whenever you're going to adopt a golden retriever or, you know, raise one, they just have so much energy in their bodies. It's like crazy.
Because they're supposed to be working.
Yeah.
Both of those breeds, you know, they are supposed to be hunting dogs. So they're supposed to be running out in the woods, retrieving game for you and bringing it back. So they need a job.
Definitely. You got to keep them entertained, Mark. I mean, more toys. They sell games for them now and everything that they can play for food and treats. There's different ways of keeping them busy. But, yeah, the game things are big. A lot of people are doing them, especially with dogs that have that amount of energy in them. But also check out JasmineTheDogTrainer.com, and she can help you as well.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for calling.
That's Mark out there in Washington, and this is Talkin' Pets.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
At a zoo in England, five cheeky African gray parrots, Billy, Eric, Tyson, Jade, and Elsie, were adopted into the same enclosure. But instead of singing sweetly, the mischievous birds began picking up curse words and egging each other on. Whenever one parrot swore, the others would burst out laughing and repeat the words, creating a hilarious but very rude comedy act. Visitors were shocked, some amused, and others a little less entertained by the parrots' language. To calm things down, the zoo decided to separate the bad-mouthed gang into different enclosures, hoping that mixing them with other parrots would help them pick up more polite phrases. Staff joked that the birds weren't stressed or unhappy. They just seemed to enjoy swearing as much as humans do when joking around. It's not the first time African greys have shown off their comic timing. They're famous for mimicking human speech and laughter, but this feathered friend group definitely proved that sometimes animals have a sense of humor just as cheeky as ours. African greys have the best vocabulary of any parrots with a library of over 1,500 words. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Bad words.
So there's a video on TalkingPets.com of these African greys cursing at the zoo. And then there's, and I have both birds. I have an African grey and I have an Amazon. And there's a bunch of Amazons a little further down the road that every time the African grey would curse, the Amazons would start laughing. It was like, it's such a cool little video. I mean, to watch it, granted, if kids want to watch it, they can because the words are bleeped. But it's funny and it's not, because I adopted Leo, an Amazon, and he came with curse words and I didn't know that. so now Zachary says it as well.
Oh, he does.
But Zachary lately has been plucking
and
he's like 26 years old. He's never plucked. So I'm trying to figure it out. There has been no difference that I'm aware of. And he's eating and everything like that. So health-wise, he looks
fine. Have you treated him
fine.
For mites?
No, but when Sue comes on, I'm going to have her take a look at him.
Yeah.
Dr. Sue. So, she's a bird specialist. And, she's really good at that. So I'm trying to figure it out. I talk to him a little bit, and I just tell him. I'm like, why are you plucking? Like, you look so skinny.
There's you got to threaten him with a cone.
It's amazing how big birds look with their feathers, and without feathers, how they don't. I mean, he still has all his feathers, but on his chest, he's plucking there.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it might have been an air freshener that I had, but that's been there for quite some time, so I don't think it's that, and it's facing the other way. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'll get a hold of it. I just hope he's not sick, but I don't think he is.
Have you changed his food recently?
He's eating his food. He's eating all his food.
I said, have you changed his food recently?
No change in anything. He's been really good. He's been next to Leo the whole time. I don't know. So, but I'm keeping an eye on him. But by the way,
let the games begin!
So we are open to your calls and questions, of course. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is here, so we can take any questions that you want on behavior or training. And by the way, that game means name this creature sound. I wouldn't classify it as an animal, but I would classify it as I guess a creature or an insect. So, if you can identify what creature makes this sound, you have things to pick from. You can go with, if you've got cats, you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft. You can go with SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator out there, and I guarantee it, it's amazing. You can go with Good Pets Foods, dog treat supplements in Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. You can also go with the Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani. It's a reptile music CD. We have the book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs. I've got a couple other books here, too. I've got Toto, Good Dogs Stay in Kansas, and I've got The Word of Dogs that you can go with one of those books. And we do have from Silly Beads from Kayla, we have the Dog Mom Ink Pen. We have also a kid's keychain. And, Kayla, what's the one you just put up here? That's Stitch.
Yes, it's a Stitch Stanley Cup handle charm.
From Lilo and Stitch, and that's Stitch. That's more in, like, a kid range?
I mean, I would rock it, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I like Stitch, too. So you can go with that. And we do have, and you do have football ones, but and are they certain teams?
I do. I have the 49ers. I have the Texans, the Eagles. I have just an NFL logo. I have, the Cowboys, the Giants,
and
the
Saints. Would that be a keychain?
Yeah, I can make it a keychain. I can make it a Stanley Cup holder. If someone wants a special team, you can call in.
Okay. If you can, I know Jasmine's playing with Shadow, my cat. She started talking now.
I'm scratching her bum.
Yep, and she goes, well. That's her. But that's not the animal sound. This is creature. If you can name this. What creature makes that sound? If you know, give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you can pick out a prize. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? And you've got choices to pick out a prize. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, when we were talking to Mark at the beginning of the hour, the Golden Retriever, the Labrador is very, very rambunctious dogs, especially if you have like a pool or a pond around. Mm-hmm. I had a lab once, and she was always going, like, I had to keep her on a lead. Because the first thing she would do, if she saw water, she would be in it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we live in Florida. So it's not a good idea that she's jumping in ponds down here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. When did you have a dog?
Oh, wow. Back in the 1990s. Now I've got cats and chickens and birds and fish.
Do you have turtles, too, in your pond?
No.
Oh.
I tried that. They ran away.
Oh.
They never stuck around. I don't know why. But no, I've got a variety. The one thing right now that I don't have is a dog. But I got enough going on.
Yeah.
So, 818-818-6401. Maybe we can get it in before we go out to a break. Craig in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Craig, what is this?
That is a fly.
A fly. Is that possibly a fly?
No soup for you.
No soup for you, Craig. That was incorrect.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Craig. Once again, this is Talking Pets. Give us a call if you know what that is. It's not a fly. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer. Kayla Kavanaugh.
818-818-6401. And the lines are open, and we want to talk with you.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I've personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed House Bill 3360 into law, expanding occupational title protections for credentialed veterinary technicians. The legislation takes effect on January 1, 2026. Under the new statute, only individuals licensed by the state of Illinois as certified veterinary technicians may use the titles Certified Veterinary Technician, or Veterinary Technician, or Vet Tech, or VT, or even Technician, when referring to veterinary work. The law also requires both veterinarians, DVMs, and CVTs to display their professional licenses or a copy of them in their offices or clinics, similar to requirements for other health care providers. At last, CVTs can find comfort knowing that their hard-earned college education and subsequent training will now be protected by law, says Matt Boosen, veterinary president of the ISVMA's Board of Directors, Town and Country Animal Hospital, Normal, in a statement to the National Association of Vet Techs of America. This clarification will provide clear criteria in defining the CVT title and ensuring it is exclusively granted to individuals who have graduated from veterinary technology program accredited by the American Veterinary Medical Association Committee on Veterinary Technical Education. Also, it codifies that these individuals have passed their veterinary technical national exam, earning the CVT license, according to Dr. Boosen. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Be wondering, what does a vet tech do? Well, I'm a vet tech, so I'll show you. I help with every single thing in this tree. You see this clipboard? It belongs just to me. I organize supplies and make all the tea. I do it all, 'cause I'm a vet tech. I make appointments and know just when they are.
Claw, babe, lollipop, popcorn, coming. I can tell you're nervous, it's okay. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We do have Name That Creature Sound, and we're going to go out to, oh, I thought we were, but we lost San Diego. Give us a call back, Jonathan. And what we're going to do, put that number out there, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, if Jonathan, you want to call back. But the sound is like this. But in the meantime, we're going to go to a story by Jasmine.
Earlier this week, a Washoe County, Nevada homeowner encountered a shocking sight in their pool. According to the county's Animal Services Agency, an exhausted horse was stuck in the pool, completely unable to escape from the water. In a social media post, the Washoe County Animal Services Agency said, "Shortly after 3 a.m. this morning, Animal Services was contacted for an emergency call where a horse had fallen into a swimming pool at a residence in the area of Thomas Creek Road. The pool had a cover on it, and the horse wandered into the yard, likely not recognizing that the pool cover was not a solid surface. The horse did not belong to the homeowner, and it was unclear how long the horse had been in the water. A team was informed to save the tired horse from drowning." The agency said field manager Robert Wooster and Animal Services officer Trevor Malloy and Roland Albertson responded to assist Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District and Least Resistance Training Concepts. Rescuers carefully worked in the dark hours of the early morning to place technical large animal rescue equipment onto the horse. The horse was exhausted, likely from attempting to get out of the water for hours. Time was of critical importance as the horse was so exhausted it was lateral in the pool, with rescuers holding its head above water to prevent drowning. With the aid of the homeowner's backhoe, the horse was carefully removed from the water and then assessed by Comstock Equine Hospital. Thankfully, aside from being tired and having some scrapes and abrasions, the horse was okay. According to Animal Services Agency, the horse from the pool and another found roaming in the area were reunited with their owner. Great work, rescuers. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, head thrilling with the feeling.
I love these old songs.
We know.
It was appropriate. Yeah. It was appropriate too for that horse.
That's actually a messed up song.
But that was like a big bath though, being in the pool.
He almost drowned.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
So, the moral to this story, swim or stay out of the pool. And
that would throw you off. So can you imagine you walk out to your backyard and there's a horse in your pool and it's not yours?
Now, the only thing I've ever found in my pool besides my cats snakes.
Oh, well, and the cat that fell from the sky.
Well, stray cats.
The cat that fell from the sky.
Literally two of them that fell from the sky.
They were having a battle on top of your pool cage.
Yeah, and then they fell through the screen and both of them splashed into the pool. I was sitting here working too. It was like midnight, and I saw this big swirl of water in my pool, and I'm like, okay.
Alligator.
Right away, I thought alligator.
Right.
But hey, we're going to go back out to Coos Bay, and Michael.
Yes, sir.
Let's see.
Is it?
What do you think?
I don't know if it's quite right, but I'm thinking maybe a cicada.
A cicada.
Run, Forrest, run!
They have a weird noise like that.
Nope, you're incorrect. Sorry, Michael.
I have a question, though.
Shoot.
Separately from that. You had the African gray parrot on there talking about that and how they have 1,500 words.
Yeah.
What did they say? What noises did they make before they encountered humans?
You know, they basically like bird sounds. I mean, they'll squawk at anything. They repeat anything that they'll hear in the wilderness.
They mimic any
everything.
Sound. Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, too, with African grays, not only do they mimic like other parrots do, but I'm telling you, if you leave a TV on, even if you leave music on, they'll start singing songs. They'll mimic lines from TV shows. A matter of fact, when I first got Zachary, my African gray, I was stupid enough to keep The Sopranos on. And now Zachary says things like, the body's buried in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
So they
try explaining that if the police ever come to question you about
exactly.
Something.
I mean, I have a pool in my backyard, so there's no way there's any body back there.
Almost uncanny ability to pick up the most inappropriate things.
They do. And then once I started telling friends and everything that the one next to the African gray, Leo, the Amazon, curses, then all of a sudden my friends started cursing at them behind my back. And
oh, yeah.
It only made them curse more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, thank you for that.
Birds are like toddlers. Anything you say with a lot of emotion and enthusiasm, they repeat that.
Well, speaking of repeating, Michael, I'm going to give you another shot on this. What do
you
think?
I know it's not a fly. It's not a cicada. It doesn't sound like a bee, but I don't know. Maybe it is. Some kind of bee.
You think it's some kind of a bee?
Some kind of a bee. I don't know. I don't know what other bug would make that noise.
Well.
Somewhere in this world, there was a straitjacket waiting for that man.
Yeah, no.
That one was mean.
Yeah, no, that was incorrect, though, but good shot. I can't believe it. Like, it's not a hard one. But
because they don't sound
Michael,
that
try
loud.
Again on another one.
They
but
don't sound one. That loud in real life.
No, but when they're in your ear and you're trying to sleep, I've had them get in my house, and when I'm trying to sleep, you know, when you breathe, they're after that.
Yeah.
And I've had them around my ears, and it drives you crazy. So 818-818-6401. Michael didn't get that. 818-818-6401. Let's give a shot for Jonathan in San Diego. Jonathan, call back. 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, pick up the phone and give us a call. So in your training practices, you do groups and then you do individual, but you like to do more individual than groups?
I haven't done groups in a long time. So I've just been doing in-home training with people. Now, some households have multiple dogs, and I'm working with 2 to 3 dogs in that individual household, so it's kind of, you know, a group. But I prefer doing in-home training. I prefer having that one-on-one with the client because I feel like I'm able to assist them better than in a group setting. I found when I was doing group classes, there were so many people where their dog was doing great in the group setting, but at home is where they were having the major issues. And unless I'm able to see and really get a feel of what's going on in the house, you can't properly assess that and assist them with it.
We're going to go out to Greenwich, Connecticut, and Leba. Hey, Leba, how are you?
Great, thank you, John. And how are you?
I'm doing good. What do you think this is, Leba?
Did someone say a fly already?
Someone did say a fly.
Oh, how about a mosquito?
You think that might be a mosquito?
Not sure.
I would say,
Way to go, Leba!
Congratulations.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Do you want to go with the prize, Leba, or do you want to pay it forward? What do you want to do?
You have the calendars.
We do have the calendars. You didn't win one yet?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so these are the choices that I have. I've got a bird calendar. I forgot to mention those. Thanks for bringing that up, Leba. I got a bird calendar. I've got a desk calendar on cats. I've got also a wall calendar on sloths. Those are the ones that I have to give away. What do you think?
Bird calendar.
You got the bird calendar coming out to you, and that's a wall calendar. And congratulations, Leva, and we'll
Thank
mail you,
you
out a bird calendar.
Oh, my God, I'm so amazed.
All right, well, hold on to that because we're going to get your address and we're going to ship it out to you. And much love.
Okay, thank you. Much love to you, too.
All right, thank you, Leva. This is Talkin' Pets. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. It was a mosquito, guys. Granted, it was louder than what you may hear, but when it's in your ear, it sounds that loud. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Tears from falling down.
Be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com. The reassessment campaign on veterinary resuscitation, the initiative, announced earlier this week that it has released its newborn resuscitation guidelines. These guidelines aim to help veterinary teams support kittens and puppies immediately following their birth and are the first of its kind. These guidelines are the product of years of exhaustive literature search, analysis, synthesis, and also consensus made possible through the collaboration of more than 60 veterinarian professionals and subject matter experts, explained Manuel Bowler. According to the Recover Initiative, there have been no evidence-based guidelines or a clear consensus on what the best practice is to support newborn puppies and kittens as they make the transition from intra to extra uterine life. Through these guidelines, the gap is being addressed through a structured, scientifically informed recommendations for the first hour following birth, which is the period when neonatal patients are the most vulnerable. There is evidence that more than 10% of puppies born after difficult labor or simply even born by cesarean section do not survive the first 24 hours after birth, according to Jamie Burkett. With these guidelines, we aim to provide veterinary teams with evidence and consensus based on practices with the goal of optimally supporting newborn puppies or kittens during this fragile period. The guidelines focus on a range of supportive measures that emphasize immediate and gentle intervention, such as airway clearing, assisted ventilation, and tactile stimulation to help these newborns establish effective breathing patterns. If a patient is a more severe case, such as those who are not breathing or have no detectable heartbeat, these guidelines will offer a clear set of directions on more advanced measures that can be taken, such as starting chest compressions, as well as administering life-saving drugs alongside artificial respiration. The new guidelines will also provide a newborn resuscitation algorithm as well as a drug dosing chat to serve as cognitive aids for rescues trying to navigate in real-time clinical decisions during neonatal emergencies in their clinics. Resuscitation of newborn puppies and kittens varies in many aspects from CPR in adult dogs or cats. During normal birth, mothers provide vital cares such as stimulating breathing and clearing airways. But in cases where this doesn't occur, or during cesarean birth, the responsibility falls to veterinary professionals. Our guidelines are designed to help those teams step in quickly and effectively. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
All these problems, all the time. What's it take to get a little peace of mind? Swing at sorrow till I got no fight. It's hard to keep believing, but I've gotta try. Is it too late to find myself again? To heal and make amends? This anxious till the end.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I didn't know that, though, with veterinary practices that, you know, with not being able to resuscitate and so on and so forth. But it makes sense that they're able to. But there's nothing like a mom to be able to do that. You know, they clean up the pups or the kittens, and then they do clear any passages that they might be having issues with. But, you know, it makes sense, though, if it's a cesarean birth, the mom's not going to be able to do that.
Right, because she's out cold,
so there's
right?
criteria now for the vets that they are able to fulfill that. So that's pretty cool.
That is.
Well, once again, we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Did I just kick you?
You did.
Oh, I thought maybe I kicked one of the cats. 818-818-6401. That is a number to call. 818-818-6401. So, since I don't have time to play another animal sound, I am going to give for call number three when you call into Sydney, automatically, no questions, no trivia, nothing. If you're the caller number three and you've got cats, I want you to try the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. If you haven't tried it in the last 90 days, then you're good to go. But if you have tried it within 90 days, you're not good to go. But call 818-818-6401. Tell Sydney that you called for the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and we'll send that out to you. 818-818-6401. My cats go crazy for it. Right? I mean, I know you were actually, the last time you were here, you were feeding it to Shadow.
Yeah.
And she was literally all over you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, she's kind of a very talkative thing now when you play with the upside of her tail on her rear end there.
Because she can't reach there to scratch or groom.
Right.
So, you know.
Like, so she likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like backing up toward me.
It's kind of, it's a little bit like, are you horny, baby?
Okay.
Are you? But with cats, when they put their rears up like that, that's what that means. They're in the mood. But she's spayed, which they all should be spayed and neutered.
Yes, they should be.
So, did I hit a button? Are you?
What? Okay, we can end it here. Anyway, it's bright and sunny outside today.
818-818-6401. Call and number three caller will get a box of the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and we'll get that out to you. 818-818-6401. But when I, in the beginning of the hour, talking about the Golden Retrievers and the Labradors and so on, the anxious dogs, do you recommend the games like for them to play? Because there's a lot of different games out there now.
For sure, because they need to work. They need a job. And anytime we have one of the sporting dogs or any kind of working breed and we don't give them a job, they become a bit stir crazy because they're supposed to be working. They're supposed to be exercising their brain. They're supposed to be solving problems.
And that's what gets them to be chewers or, you know, running around the house, breaking things.
You know,
or
have somebody call me and they're like, oh, I got a border collie and he ate through the wall in my apartment. How often do you walk him? Oh, I don't really walk him. I just take him out to use the bathroom. Well, what kind of training have you done? Oh, none. Well, he's bored.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the easiest answer is the answer to the question.
Right.
Not always that way, but it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference. Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your rescue or shelter in your area and adopt. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer. Kayla Kavanaugh.
Bye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.